You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 12, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite.
What's going on, guys?
Are you talking to them again, or are you talking to me?
Yeah, I don't know. I like talking to them, too.
Okay, but what's going on, guys?
Yeah, see?
Okay, I like that. It's a lot better. TNT,
yeah.
Did you know that a rooster's crow is so loud, it can deafen you if you stand too close?
So... Cocks crow pretty loud, huh?
Yeah, if you get a cock too close to your ear, it can make you deaf.
Oh my gosh, it's starting out. We're here, it's us.
It said that the crows last 1 to 2 seconds, and they average more than 130 decibels. That says it's the same intensity as standing 15 meters away from a jet taking off.
Really? No wonder the roosters have ears themselves. They just...
I also have that fact for you. I ever come unprepared?
I don't know, dude. Right. This guy.
Yeah. It says, one rooster's crow reached more than 143 decibels, which is like standing in the middle of an active aircraft carrier. This is like during like the whatever they did, scientific test or whatever, research. But it says here, the reason roosters don't blow their own eardrums, when their beak is fully open, when the cock's beak is fully open, a quarter of the ear canal completely closes and soft tissue ends up moving to cover 50% of the eardrum. So they're basically only getting 25% of their crow.
Oh, so they don't know they're loud
talkers. So they don't know they're loud talkers. It's like that guy you know who gets next to you and he's like screaming in your fucking face and he just cannot.
I know that
guy. He cannot do it. Are you talking about me?
No.
So, now that we let you know how loud a cock can scream, enjoy the show, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas, and I'm here with...
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What's going on, Jonas?
Holy shit, you got it right the first time.
Did it?
You didn't fuck up the song, you didn't do anything.
No, my breath control was a little off, though.
Your cadence was a little off? Yeah, Alright, I got you. All right. Well, we want to thank you all for listening to the podcast today. We do want to remind you that our YouTube gaming channel has launched. So if you like our podcast, our gaming channel is basically like mini podcasts. So you should go check it out.
Watch it. Pro gamer.
Pro Fortnite BR player over here.
MLG.
MLG, right. So also our Twitter, if you are not following, is @TheCrazyTownPod and also @CrazyTownMedia. If you do not follow them right now, Aunt Junebug is not going to take you to the Festival of the Grapes this weekend.
We can only call her Jenny. Can't call her Junebug.
Can't call her Junebug no more?
Can't call Aunt Junebug.
All right, fair enough. And also, as always, the cornucopia of continuous information about the show and the gaming channel, thecrazytown.com. TNT, how are you today, man?
Living a dream, you know.
Are you?
Yeah, just got back from the pool, Crazy Town, Palisades.
Just got done rock climbing and learning Dutch and all those things.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm doing all right. How about you, big guy?
Oh, you know, I was just in the Sierra Nevadas, like climbing the Alps or some shit. Just got back from Dubai.
It's always Dubai.
Always
Dubai.
It is always Dubai. No, in reality, not doing shit, man. Just hanging out, you know.
Do you hear they're supposed to have flying taxis in Dubai?
Oh, I fucking hope, dude.
Did you hear about that? Seriously, like within the next 2 years, they're supposed to have flying taxis in Dubai.
I also heard their cops use hovercrafts or something. I think I have that article to talk about on the podcast. I'll look through my Crazy Town Chronicles.
Yeah, but they are crazy over there, dude.
Yeah, dude, they're trying to do anything. They built that shit on water that wasn't there. They made the land and then built skyscrapers on it. Shit's insane. Anyways, we do want to thank y'all for listening. We have a great show planned for you today. We're going to talk about some P.T. Barnum from the circus. Everyone thinks he's lovable. Everybody loves Barnum Bailey Circus, right? Well, except for the animal activists, I guess.
Yeah,
everybody loves him that doesn't like animals.
We got my problem. PC Dynamite definitely has a few issues. I got a bone or two to pick.
Well, if you already have a bone to pick with him, after I talk about his freak show from the 1800s, you are going to have a big bone to pick with him. Mm. Also, TNT, Trotchmeyer's stopping by.
Oh, yeah, he's coming by.
Yeah, he's coming by to challenge you for the third time in Are You Urban.
You don't bring that Barry Horowitz.
Barry Horowitz.
That jobber.
In here to try to be, maybe the third time's the charm.
That's true. That's true. I treat every encounter as a
We know what happens. When you start getting a big head, that's when you lose.
That is never what she said.
That isn't what she said. So, everybody, as always, send us in articles or topics you want to fucking professionalism over here drinking on the mic. Jesus Christ. Send us in news stories. Send us in things you want to talk about. CrazyTownPodcast@gmail.com. If you're drunk and need to say something you need to say, that's kind of, I guess, anything. You need to speak words when you're drunk, call us. 512-TAX-1-NIP.
What's you love nipples, but you hate taxes.
Yeah. So even if you love taxes and hate nipples, still call us in. Does anyone love taxes and hate nipples?
Maybe like IRS homosexuals?
Homosexuals that work for the tax department? Maybe.
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyways, 512-TAX-1-NIP. All right, TNT.
What?
Are you ready to drop some knowledge on these hosts?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
All right.
Let's do it up.
All right. Drop some knowledge on these hoes. You like that?
Is that
how
some Hacksaw Jim Duggan in there.
Oh, it was. Why are you bringing up wrestling? We don't talk wrestling.
I know, but you know about it.
Oh,
today's word, Jones, is repartee.
Repartee. Ooh. Can you spell that for the fans?
R-E-P-A-R-T-E-E.
Okay.
Repartee is conversation or speech characterized by quick and witty comments or replies.
So is our podcast a repartee?
A little bit, right?
Oh, shit. Welcome to the Crazy Town Repartee. This is Jonas. I'm here with TNT.
Pinkies out, motherfuckers.
Pinkies out. Tea in hand. Where's our crumpets, bitch? Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. I had an interesting repartee.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Let me
Excuse me.
I had an interesting repartee with Jonas's girlfriend.
Oh, zing. Joke's on you. She doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's cool.
That was it? I thought you were going to talk repartee about my performance in the sack or something like that. Wow. You always try to cut on me, dude.
I never have cut on you ever.
All right. That's true. Maybe. Maybe it's just all in my head.
Somebody make a super cut of every time that I've...
super cut. Go back and listen.
Listen and get all
usually
the episodes.
During the words, you cut down on somebody, whether it's Chach or me.
I usually talk about having anal sex with one of you two. That's more like a compliment.
Pulling out the sodomy jokes?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
I figure if a dude says, hey, you know, I'd really like to have sex with your butthole, I'd be like, oh, well, thank you. I'm not interested, but thank you.
You think that's like a sign of like being like the bee's knees almost?
Yeah, it's a compliment.
So like that's what you do to women? You walk up and just go, hey. And they're supposed to be like, ooh, you do?
We were having this talk, though. Like, men always have to approach them. If a woman came up to you and said, sir, you're looking very handsome today, wouldn't that make you
and
feel...
And that's all she said?
Yeah, and she walked away.
You know what?
That would make you feel great.
Yeah, you know what? If I was at the grocery store and some, like, even if I didn't think the woman was attractive myself, she walks up to me and she goes, you know what? You look really fucking nice in that outfit today. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Like,
dude, that gave me a semi.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I should start doing that to women I find attractive in the store. Just walk up and be like, you know what? I think your hair looks really nice today. I just had to come up and tell you that.
You make their damn day, dude.
Right. Even if I don't think they're attractive, just to make their day.
And ladies, if you ever see me, you can tell me how attractive I am.
All right. Well, now that we've got through the wholesome part of the show, if you can call it that.
The wholesome part.
Are you, you ready to get into some freak talk?
Ooh. Getting salacious on the crazy town.
Not freaky talk, but talk.
Yeah, sure, freaks.
All right. We're going to jump into P.T. Barnum's Circus of Freaks. Mm-hmm. His freak show. Not my words, his words from back in the day.
Okay.
This was all from the dates that were in there. They were all from the 1800s. So that circus has been around a long time. I'm going to go through them, man, and you tell me what you think about this. And you already have problems with P.T. Barnum. Yeah, I think everybody will have a problem with P.T. Barnum.
He's trash.
Okay. So the first lady he had in his freak show, her name was Joyce Heth. This was the 1830s.
Oh, man.
He billed this lady as being 160 years old. That was like her shtick.
Okay.
Yeah. So she had big sunken-in eyes, and they promoted her as being a wet nurse for George Washington. Right. What exactly is a wet nurse? Is that the birther? Like, they birth? They don't birth the baby, but they assist in the birth, right? Yeah, that's the wet nurse, right?
I think so.
So she helped birth.
It's
the
not
founder
when they
of
a, feed the baby with
their own breasts.
I think that was
no. I think the wet nurse helps you deliver the baby.
Okay,
and maybe I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so she that was like her shtick. When she ended up dying,
mm-hmm.
the autopsy they did showed that she was only 80 years old, but she just looked. Yeah. She had a hard life, you know? I mean, she probably had scurvy and other shit. This is like before nutrition was really a thing. Why are you laughing about scurvy?
I don't know.
It's just funny to say.
Does scurvy do that to you? Makes you look older than you are?
I don't know. She's probably malnourished and shit, man. Like, all she had was like fucking...
P.T. Barnum wasn't feeding this lady.
Right. She was eating out of a dog bowl. I don't know.
I thought this was really part of the story.
No, but I mean, she was older than... looked older than she did. They said... They were so enthralled about her age when she really died, 1,500 people paid to be present during the autopsy to find out how old she really was. So, like, she had a big following. If 1,500 people in the 1800s paid to watch you cut up her dead body, she was pretty popular.
That's kind of fucked up, though,
right.
Don't you think?
Oh, wait till I get deeper.
I mean,
this.
But that wasn't P.T. Barnum. It's not like he had the autopsy on fucking campgrounds.
Right, they had it somewhere.
It wasn't like under the big top.
Maybe he did.
With like clowns juggling on unicycles as they did
on each side of
this
80-year-old
woman.
They're like, fire breathers and shit. Like the first incision, he shoots a 10-foot flame out of his mouth. All right, that was her. Charles Stratton is the next one.
Yeah, okay.
He went by Tom Thumb. He was, I don't know, something, I'm not exactly sure how tall he was, because it said that he was 25 inches high and 15 inches tall. So I don't know what the fuck that meant, but I figured I'd jot it down.
Feet.
Right, so he's like a small person.
Yes, a little person.
It said that, this is how fucked up this shit was, like, his stick... was he was short.
Yeah.
P.T. Barnum taught him how to sing and dance and impersonate historic figures like Napoleon. So he dressed up like Napoleon and danced around and sung on stage. So he's exploiting the fuck out of these people who are not average looking or have some sort of thing.
Is it bad that I'm not mad yet?
You're not mad yet?
I'm not mad yet.
I cannot wait to tell you about this one lady. I cannot wait.
So far I'm not mad, you know.
Okay,
like,
all right. Well, I mean, but
Duke
the little
always...
person, the freak, so to speak,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure they made probably pretty good fucking money for the 1800s. I mean, like, what else is he going to do? He can't go out in the field and plow. The dude's 2 foot tall. What's he going to do?
Wow, you just straight the farmhand. Like, you couldn't be running a Fortune 500 company.
In the 1800s, they didn't have Fortune 500 companies.
He could have sold vacuums door to door.
Could have sold heroin. Sold Oxycontin.
I don't know what kind of jobs. He could have had a good job then.
Okay. He had the Warring Sisters.
The Warring Sisters?
After the success of Tom Thumb...
Mm.
He wanted more small people to join his freak show.
Mm.
He found Lavinia and Minnie Warren.
I've heard of these two.
They had a pituitary disorder.
Mm-hmm. Growth.
Growth. Mm-hmm. Yes. Lavinia married Tom Thumb, Charles Stratton.
Oh, shit.
Barnum exploited them And Minnie married Commodore Nutt, another small man performer.
So he had
two sets of little people couples. This is like in the 1850s or something. Minnie died during childbirth.
Yeah.
So Minnie died, man. I can't imagine.
So Minnie died, man.
Minnie.
Yeah, 1830. Minnie, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she's dead. Fuck.
Right? The Warren sisters were so popular, Abraham Lincoln was a fan of them and requested to meet them in person.
Wait, Lincoln was alive in the 1800s?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. The Civil War happened in the
1800s. No, in 1942. 70.
Lincoln sailed the ocean blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's what happened. Yeah, Lincoln and the World War I, they're one and the same, right?
What?
No, Lincoln and the Civil War both were in the 1800s, man.
18 what?
I don't know the exact date he was president. Well, he was the 16th president.
Goddamn history major.
I am, yes, everyone knows I'm a history guy. Oh, here's the good one. I'm saving it.
You're saving it?
I'm saving it.
Because I'm not mad, honestly. These people could have been like, no, we don't want this.
The one I'm going to talk about last won't make you mad, but I know you're going to like it. I know you. I know you're going to like it.
I thought we were going to piss me off about PT.
No, you said you already hated...
Yeah, he's trash, but he's just like...
People, oh, okay. Well, anyways,
they're willing.
Zip the Pinhead. That was this guy's name.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not going to make a comment.
He has microcephaly. Do you know what that is?
Microcephaly. That is a small head syndrome.
Yes. The brain doesn't develop properly. Mm-hmm. You have an abnormally small head, mm-hmm. and you're mentally challenged because your brain's just not big enough.
Yeah, it doesn't develop
fully. It said that some people call them the missing link of evolution between the whatever. I think
between
that's...
Between the whatevers.
Between God, what's the fucking missing... The cavemen and the people.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what... P.T. Barnum called him, was the missing link. He was like the missing link, so that's what he was promoted as.
All right, I'm a little mad about that one.
Okay.
That's kind of fucked up.
Well, here's what he did with him. This may make you a little more mad. He put him in a large cage, and when the curtains were pulled back, he would shake the bars and scream at the people that were walking by.
What?
Yes, he put Zip the Pinhead in a cage, called him the missing link of evolution, and made him scream and shake bars at people as they walked by his cage when the curtains were drawn back.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you it gets kind of fucked up. Yeah. Like, I started with the softballs.
that is definitely not PC. Not in this environment.
No, could you imagine if, like, today, some guy, like, Elon Musk is like, I have this guy. He's the missing link. He's in a cage. Come see him. He'll scream at you. Oh, my God. The ACLU would fucking explode. The Civil Liberties Union?
What's ACLU?
They stand up for people's basic human rights.
Is that an Austin thing?
No, I think it's a national thing.
Okay. Dude.
Anyways.
Okay, but yeah, that's fucked up, dude. Yeah. Just mentally challenged people, just like...
Throw them in a cage, make them scream at people. Yeah, that's fucked up, bro.
All right, yeah, I'm mad now.
Now I'm mad. All right. We have a few more to go through.
All right.
Prince Ray Randian. His true name was not known. He goes by Prince Randian.
Okay.
He had Tatra Amelia syndrome. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
He was born without arms or legs. He was just the human torso.
A quadriplegic.
Yeah, but born that way.
Okay.
Not like he didn't have an event that caused it.
Okay.
He was from South America, and he moved from South America to the Americas to be part of the Barnum Freak Show.
Oh, so he got offered a check.
Right. Yeah, and the 1800s are like, oh, we'll give you 8 nickels. And he's like, oh, my God, that's so much more money than I have here. And he came, you know. Not literally, but like he went there. So his, oh God, this is, if I got to say, oh God. So his thing, he would roll and light cigarettes with just his lips. So he would roll a cigarette with his lips and then get it lit somehow. So that's not too bad, right? But I mean, he has no arms or legs. That's a talent.
I mean, he obviously knew how to do that.
Here's the part, dude. Sometimes he would dress him up like a snake, caterpillar, or a potato and make him do this. P.T. Barnum is a piece of shit, dude. Oh, my God. And people, like, love that circus, dude. Your face just says it all.
There's obviously, you know, there was no PC government or anything.
Nobody
of that
was
shit.
Dude, look at the cartoons and shit from back in that day. They're the most racist, bigotry, fucking
against women, everything.
Yeah, everything.
But holy shit, man. At no point in time do you think, hey, this is kind of mean.
Right? He's like, I made a shitload of money off this caterpillar. Like
this caterpillar.
He probably referred to him as the caterpillar or the potato instead of like his real name.
I called him Prince Randian.
I wonder where that came from.
I don't know, man. That's monarchy.
Yeah, right? He's a prince. Yeah,
he's really
a prince.
He's
the prince of the potato.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's not the worst one, huh?
Maybe. Oh. I mean, that might be the worst one. I don't know. We'll see. We got a few more to go.
All right.
The next are the Wild Men of Borneo.
Oh, jeez.
It was Waino and Plutinor. That's what they called them. That wasn't their real names. Waino and Plautinor. Plautinor, maybe.
Okay.
Their names were Hiram and Barney Davis. Those were their real names.
Oh, okay. Just normal American guys.
They were dwarfs. The article's word, not mine. Small people. And they were also mentally challenged. They only weighed 45 pounds, but for whatever reason, they had incredible strength.
Probably because they were adult males.
Right, right. But for their size, it says they were 45 pounds, so I imagine they were small, could carry 300 pounds.
Oh, wow.
He said they used to go around and pick up audience members and carry them around the venue, just like as part of the show. Like they could carry around full human adults and just pick them up and carry them around.
That's kind of
cool. But they were like little like dwarf guys. Like
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm not mad at that.
I mean, didn't put them in a cage or anything. Like, wouldn't dress them up like a caterpillar and shit.
I know, right.
Okay.
Jeez.
This next one is you hear about it at circuses or freak shows all the time. The bearded lady.
Oh.
Josefina Clofulia.
Mm-hmm.
She had hypertrichosis.
Ooh, that's a lot of THC.
Testosterone.
Yes.
She was at 8 years old and a woman. She had a full beard 2 inches long.
Mm, my type of girl.
So, right? So people would debate whether she was really a woman or a man in a dress.
Mm.
Eventually, people just accepted she was a bearded lady. But Barnum didn't like that. He didn't like just the acceptance. So he paid a man to sue him for fraud that the bearded woman really wasn't a woman. Took him to court. They had a case. He won the publicity. He won, you might as well call it a publicity stunt. He won the court case. But it basically was a publicity stunt. And after that, he got even more
people to
draw, a bigger draw, because then there was like a conspiracy behind
it. So it worked. It did what it was
supposed to. Right, it did. It absolutely worked. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, it said it reported all over by the press and it ended up drawing huge crowds.
All right.
Yeah.
Smart guy, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
For trash.
All right. Right? No shit. Chang Yu Sing, the Chinese giant, is what they call them.
Okay.
They billed him as over 9 feet tall.
No. Yao Ming in it.
They said he was actually not quite that tall. I mean, as we can tell, P.T. Barnum's a little bit of a liar.
Well, yeah, he embellishes a little bit.
They said he was over 8 foot tall, though.
Okay, that's
weighed 365 pounds. And what they did was they dressed him in Chinese traditional garb, clothes that were really long and had accentuated, like, long patterns to make him appear even taller than he was. Mm. So I imagine, like, long stripes that went from, like, his top to his bottom, or like frails or tassels or some shit.
Wow. And that was drawing back then.
Well, dude,
huh?
Back in that, like, I think the average height for a man was like 5'2 or some shit. People weren't tall back then.
5'2?
Google. 18.
I'm not Googling 1830s men sizes. I'll get all kinds of like pornographic websites.
It'll be like some dude in the 1800s with his fucking dongle fucking flopping around in the breeze for you. All right. One more, then I'm getting to the fucking crazy one.
Okay.
The craziest of them all, I think.
Okay.
This one is Isaac Sprague. He was a human skeleton. Wow. Look at your fucking... Why are you laughing?
I don't know. How can you be a human... I mean, we're all human skeletons, right?
Right, exactly. He had progressive muscular atrophy.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right? He was 44 years old. He was 5 foot 6 inches tall and only weighed 45 pounds. So he pretty much probably did look like a human skeleton. They said that this man was in such poor health that he carried a flask of milk around his neck so he could constantly, like, sip on nutrients all day. I don't know what that really did for him. Like, why couldn't he just drink a glass of milk in between fucking...
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like... So can you just imagine? He's, like, super emaciated. He just, yeah. like...
You gotta imagine doctors didn't really know as much back then.
Right, right, yeah, to help that, how to help that shit.
Yeah, that's still kind of fucked up. I mean, but that guy was probably willing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, he probably couldn't walk there, so I'm sure they had to, like, bus him in from wherever he's from.
They just stole him away from the nursing home he was in.
Yeah, they slapped him in the back of the wagon and drug him around the United States.
Found him laying in a hospital bed and put him in a big top circus tent wagon.
Yeah, yeah, that's about it. Okay. Yeah, I think that's pretty close to the big top tent wagon. I'm pretty sure that's where it went. Okay. Myrtle Corbin.
Good old Myrtle.
The four-legged girl. The four-legged woman. She was a...
Okay.
I'm probably going to murder this, but a Dapygus twin? D-I-P-Y-G-U-S?
Never heard of it.
So what happened was...
No. Ew.
The second twin only partially formed in the womb. She was one person. She had two sets of fully formed lower body. So it was like she had one top, one torso, and two lowers. Two fully functional vaginas and wombs.
What was that listed in the article?
Did it was, you have
to do some deep digging to get that
one? No, it was listed
one?
In the article.
Okay.
It says, yeah, she had two full form sets of bottom, but it was one top. Almost like a minotaur, but not front to back, like side to side.
A minotaur.
What?
All right, P.T. Barnum. What else you got?
Okay, she ended up getting married.
Okay.
She had five kids.
Wow.
And if you're wondering, she did successfully birth a child out of each womb. Wow. But here's my question. Why don't you keep one of those vaginas strictly for sex?
What do you mean?
It'd be a virgin vagina constant. Well, not a virgin forever, but she could save one for childbirthing and one for sex.
So look, if you had two penises... Do you think you're not going to try to fuck with both penises? Or are you going to keep one penis to be the virgin penis?
Oh, that's a good idea. Because maybe she's like, man, having sex with this vagina feels really good.
No.
Having sex with this
you're
vagina
You're
going to
be fucking with both of those penises this, the first day you get it. The first day you first day out with your second dick, you're going to be like, I can't wait to get this into something.
Even if it has to be a fruit.
So I guarantee two vaginas, she'd be like, hell yeah.
Do you think she ever like did threesomes? But like it would be like, it'd be like legit, like each guy would be going to town.
Probably. Did you see the story about the real two-headed girl?
No.
There's like really a girl out there with two.
Same sort of situation, but she grew two heads instead of two vaginas. Heads,
like, yeah, like boom, boom. It's like there's pictures of her,
but everything else is shared.
Yeah, and
so basically, like, does she have two full necks, or like is one kind of off to the side? Or
yeah, it's like one is kind of like right here, but they're both like on the same body. Wow. Yeah, and there's like pictures of her giving some dude fellatio.
Are you serious?
I swear.
So she went the porn route with her special talent. She's like, I got two heads. What if like
4chan is a hell of a drug?
Yeah, no shit, right? So what if you had two heads and one of your heads wanted to be a giant whore and the other one didn't? Like, so the other one's like...
So you mean the other head was not like me whatsoever?
No, I'm talking about as a female. Like, you have two heads and one of you is like, I can't wait to get some penis. And the other one's like, I want to save myself for marriage. And like, you have this internal struggle with like your two heads because you share the same body.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, but who controls the arms? Like, would one get pissed and like slap the other face? Because like,
I don't know.
Can the whore head take the left arm and slap the saint head?
You're always the whore guy. I don't know. You're the whore guy.
The whore guy.
I don't know, man. I think you just have to come to terms and maybe like, all right, you rent the vagina for this.
You rent the vagina. But wait, if the one wants to save herself for marriage, once the whore gets the pussy out there, there's no more saving yourself.
I figure everything's a timeshare when you're in that two-headed.
So like, even though the whore head is slamming ham on that vagina constantly, the other one can still consider herself a virgin because she's never, like, wanted the penis.
You have gone way off the rails with this one.
I asked the hard-hitting questions on the crazy.
Gone way off
I
the
want
rails.
People to listen to this and go, holy fuck, that's a dilemma.
It is a dilemma, but I imagine that it's just like a timeshare, man.
Can you imagine if both of them were, like, raging, like, nymphomaniacs? Like, both heads are trying to get out there and get all the wang doodles they can?
Where do you come up with? Yes, I could imagine that. That'd be great. I would like to see two-headed woman succeed in pornography, but there's so few.
Doing porno?
No.
Wow. I wonder if like
why not?
I wonder if like while one is like getting intimate with someone, if the other one can like go to sleep and like shut down. Like like say it's like Mina and Tina are the two heads.
Mina and Tina. To all of our two-headed listeners out there, I want to say I'm sorry on behalf of the Crazy Town Podcast.
I'm not being un-PC. I'm asking the hard-hitting questions.
Oh, you're not being un-PC against our two-headed community?
I have not said anything bigoted about this two-headed monster. I mean,
person. Two-headed community is up in arms.
There's so many. But, like, okay. Like, so what if Mina is like, oh, damn, I think Daniel's super fine. And then, like, and Tina is like, Daniel's ugly as fuck. I don't want his penis anywhere near me. So, like, while Mina's going after the pee, can Tina just shut down so she didn't have the experience, like, having sex with a man she's not interested in?
I don't think they're fucking a robot, so she's not a Hoover. It's not a
She's not a Hoover.
It's not a Roomba. You can just shut it off when you don't want it to work anymore. They'd have to come to terms with it.
Literally.
They probably both have to really like the young man's company in order for them to consensually have that type of activity.
What if,
with
like,
them?
Mina takes the body over and, like, Tina's like, no, I don't want this. I don't want this. And she's like, we're going to do it. Shut up and take it. Like, but it's
You're
like.
You're saying that she doesn't have control of the body?
Her second head is, like, raping her because she wants to have sex with the man.
Oh, my God!
You brought up the two-headed.
I didn't bring up the fucking rape. You did that.
No, but like, no, like, what if like one head wants to have sex and the other one doesn't, and the other one's like adamant about it, but the other one's like, let's do this. I'm going to give this guy a blowjob regardless of what you think.
Jonas.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, God, here we go. What's that?
Would you let me get raped?
No.
So why the hell do you think these two sisters who share a bond stronger than the one that we have would allow anybody to do anything to their
I'm not saying like not like rape.
Rape.
Let me explain. Not like a man is going to take them unwillingly, but the one sister wants it and the other one doesn't.
Well,
not like so one is a total willing participant and it's her body too, but the other one's like no.
And
like,
I come back to my question. Would you let somebody rape me?
If I had a head, a second head.
I think you would come to terms with the fact of that I have to share this body and this existence with this person. It's difficult.
So you have, so like one, both heads have the ultimate veto on anything going on. Like if me and you shared a head, do you think we'd come into an agreement that like if one of us was like no go, that would be it. That'd be
oh,
the end.
Oh yeah, because I'd be the slut, and you'd be like, "Let's put on a condom." I'd be like, "Come on,
come on!" It's
ooh, fuck it. Who cares?
But imagine if you had two working heads, how many women would want to be like, "I want to know what that'd be like."
Yeah, you're not wrong. I hear amputees. Honestly, they get a lot of play.
Do they? Because like the story of like how it happened and like all that sort of stuff,
and they always want to see it.
The mystique, yeah.
They always want to see it. Yeah. Oh, can I see it?
Can I see it? All right. We've got a little bit off topic, but that was the last freak from the freak show.
Come on. They were lovely young people.
Hell yeah. I would love to hang out with any of those people in real life. All of them. They're all dead now, so I can't. But I would love to. You want to start a Crazy Town Freak Show? Me and you can hire people. And we're not going to put them in cages and dress them up like worms. We'll give them the proper way to display their talents.
I know plenty of freaks at the local strip club that
they're like,
get to come down.
You won't believe what this lady can fit in her. And we'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Hey, this is Cade.
And this is Jeff.
From the Super PP Time Podcast, and you're listening to the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas.
And you obviously know that because you can't listen to a podcast accidentally.
You could if you're a very confused person.
All right, and we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas, your host, and TNT Dynamite. Joining us once again for his seventh time on the show to play Are You Urban, Chachmeyer. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You think you got a shot to win this Are You Urban this time?
Prepare for me to lose again.
You got this one in the bag. You got this one.
I think I left my urban in Ohio. So,
is that like isn't that a country song?
I left my urban.
I left
my urban in Ohio.
My Keith Urban CD.
I left my Keith Urban CD in Ohio.
Like my On many purpose. Years of working at the liquor store got me my urban card, and I think it's like faded away.
Yeah, you didn't renew.
I didn't renew. Right. Yeah. All right.
It's a hassle.
Shit expired.
All right, I'm going to see who goes first. Chachmeyer, give me a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Dynamite?
I'm going to pick Avogadro's number.
What's that mean?
1 mole.
1? Okay, it was 6. Chachmeyer, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
Oh, God. Second.
Okay. For everyone listening at home that's never listened to us play Are You Urban before, it's an urban dictionary-based game. The way it works is I give the contestants either a word, and they give me the definition, or I give them a definition, and they try to guess the word. Now, these are completely submitted by random users on Urban Dictionary, so even if you think you know what it means, it may be the wrong answer. If you're the first person to attempt to answer and you get it correct, you get 1 point. If they get it wrong and the other person gets it right, they get 2. If neither person gets it right, I give a pity point based on the best answer possible or the funniest answer or just if I would feel like giving pity to somebody. So are you guys ready to get started?
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Dynamite. The first word is yours. And if this was submitted July 10th, 2008, by Barnaby J.
Jones.
What is dinosaur sex?
Dinosaur sex.
Yes.
Is the sexual act where both participating parties are over the age of 60 years old. Dinosaur sex.
That is incorrect, but I like where you're headed with
is
that.
Is it wrong?
That is wrong.
I really thought that was going to be the right answer, too.
Chachmeyer, what do you got for the steal?
And that's what I was thinking, too.
Well, at least you know that's not it.
Dinosaur sex. Is it, I don't know, slow?
Slow.
Is it slow?
No, that's wrong as well. Dynamite's going to get the pity point.
Slow.
But according to Barnaby J., dinosaur sex is the act of fucking a girl on the dirt, in the ground, on the woods, behind her house, then dropping a small boulder on her head and telling her parents she went extinct due to a meteor.
Oh my fucking God.
The sentence, which neither of you asked for, I didn't want to go through the hassle of dumping Jill, so I just had dinosaur sex with her instead.
Oh yeah, that would have helped. Now that you say that, I know exactly what the fuck it is.
All right.
Gotta remember to ask for the country of origin every fucking time.
Chachmeyer. This was submitted by V. Villy on May 31st, 2009. What is workabedes?
workabetes?
Yes.
Like diabetes with work mixed in, yes, into the
yes,
work.
Yes, like workabetes. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
That's okay. Is that where you're unable to work? Like you're capable of working, but you for some reason can't?
That is incorrect. I like where your head's at, but that's not correct. Dynamite for the steal?
All right, man. Well, I'm familiar with one of those things, not because I have it. I just am familiar with it. So workabetes, I think, is when a person has an allergic reaction to work, where their body cannot process going to work.
How is that even possible?
Well, that's what diabetes is. It's like your pancreas doesn't create enough insulin to handle the sugar, so your body can't produce enough insulin to handle work. You know, fuck you. I'm wrong. I don't like to look at you.
Josh, what was your answer again? I completely forgot because this one was so...
It was basically the same thing. It was
basically the same thing, yeah.
Do I have to give myself a point again?
I mean, what is it?
The answer is when you bring your work home with you and you can't spend time with your family or friends because you have too much work to do at home. Workabetes.
How is that workabetes?
That's just like, yeah. Being, that's
according
like
being... to Vivilli, this is workabetes, and it's Vivilli's word right now.
Well,
and his world.
I don't want to go against what Vivilli says.
Well, since you're cutting down on Vivilli, Chachmire gets the pity point.
You can fucking have it. Vivilli's a fucking cuck.
Vivilli is a cuck. That's absolutely true. All right. This one is a definition. You have to give me the word, TNT. This was submitted. Wow, this one's over 15 years old. A Giannotto, and in parentheses, Snipe is his name.
Oh, yeah, of course.
November 3rd, 2002. Requiring a lot of attention, the individual is emotionally needy or prone to over-dramatizing a situation to gain attention. It's an adjective.
Is... You know I want to say your name so bad, but I'm not going to.
Is it Jonas's mom?
No, I was just going to say you. Oh. I can't have it in a sentence, can I? Oh yeah, you can blank it out. Just blank it.
Yeah, I mean it's. I mean, although he was a nice boy, his low self-esteem made him blank. That's what a Giannotto parentheses snipe.
All right, said. So it's like a pronoun. Obviously.
It's an adjective. It's a describing word. Someone is this.
It was. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be a noun, technically.
It's a pronoun.
Pronoun, whatever.
Anyway, I'm going to have to say it made him a... asshole?
Is it asshole? It's not correct.
It's not asshole, you sure?
Chachmire, you got an idea?
What was the first... Definition?
Requires a lot of attention. The individual is emotionally needy or prone to over-dramatizing a situation to gain attention.
Oh, see, I could have thought of something else there.
I'm just going to go with, like drama queen.
Oh, so fucking close. High maintenance.
High maintenance.
High
Damn.
Maintenance, dude.
See, I was going to say little bitch, but yeah, high maintenance makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That is an adjective more than anything else.
Yeah. Well,
you said he's a high maintenance. Makes him. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Chachmire's right. Point. He's up 2-1.
Oh, shit.
Don't fucking look at me like that. What do you want me to do?
All right. This one.
Fucking me look.
Chachmire. This was submitted by Jim. March 8th, 2005.
Good old Jim.
Yes. It's a phrase. I'm going to give you the definition. You have to tell me. It's not a phrase. A stalker's dream come true. It is a thing.
It is a thing. Do-do-do-do. I just picture Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry.
Stalker's dream come true.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
F-U.
What about the sentence here?
Let me see if I can give it to you without giving it away. I can't.
You
do
can't
it,
do it.
I can't give you the sentence. It'll give it away, man.
I respect that, actually.
You got to go.
Stalker's dream come true.
It'll all make sense when you guys hear what it is, for sure.
A stalker's dream come true.
GPS tracking on a phone.
That's a good guess, but that's not. That's not.
That's a good college try.
All right, TNT, what you got?
A stalker's dream
come true.
Come true. Oh, man. Is it Tinder?
So close. It's Facebook.
Facebook!
Facebook. Damn.
I'll give you the pity point because you had a social media
It was like Tinder just makes it easy for stalkers, honestly. It's like, why do I even have to stalk?
Well, because at least on Facebook, they give you all the information.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. TNT.
Yep.
This one was submitted by Matt from the Ply on March 14th, 2006.
That guy.
What is a slam pig?
I'm not comfortable with this. I would like another word.
Sorry. Chachmeyer?
No.
All right. Well, don't play the game, man.
Nah, dude. Fucking give it to me in a sentence then. Because I'm uncomfortable with this, but I'm going to give you the answer. I
can't give you the sentence.
You can't?
It'll give it away what it is, man. I'll read the sentence afterwards.
I
don't
know
what
I think it is.
Then. All right, well, you tell me, then I'll read the sentence afterwards.
All right, a nutritionally challenged, heavy-set young lady that you acquiesce sexual intercourse with to fulfill your male libido. Is it a fat girl you fuck?
Wow. You think I would go there?
Why wouldn't you? Dude, you remember the Melody Penguin. It was porno the whole way through.
I'm trying to decide if I should give that to you.
I don't understand what
I'm
else
not,
it could
be. I'm not going to give it to you.
I don't know. Okay, I'll take the buzzer, but I don't know what else it could be.
All right.
It better not be like fucking Canadian bacon or some shit. No, I'd be so mad.
Chachmeyer, do you have a guess what a slam pig is?
See, I was kind of thinking that too, but I'm going to have to go with kind of the same thing, like maybe like a conjugal visit, though. Like someone who's behind bars that is very easy.
Chachi, have you been to prison before? You seem to know a little bit more about how this prison thing works than
all right,
because I was interested. Like at first, I was thinking exactly what you said, and so then when he said it was wrong, I had to kind of redirect my brain and try to.
And you know, I'll give you the pity point.
Okay.
But it's a girl that is such a slut and has been fucked so many times that most men realize she has some sort of disease and decide not to go near her. So it's not banging a fat girl. It's banging a disease-ridden whore.
Mm.
Do you think you earned the point? Do you think you deserve the point for that? Because you
make the decisions here.
You specifically said a large woman. You said nothing about disease.
Tom didn't even say what sex they were, but that's fine. You give him the point. I thought Tom was talking about fucking dudes behind bars, but okay. I thought he was talking about getting a hand job from your cellmate, but you know.
When you're in the slammer.
You went the whole jail route, but you know, take that point. Here, hold this W.
Here,
hold this W, Chach.
Trying to make it. You ready?
I'm born
Chach,
ready.
Chach, you ready for your word?
Yes.
This is submitted to Urban Dictionary by Astro Fox, August 5th, 2016.
Astro Fox.
What is a paratext?
God. A paratext?
Paratext.
Paratext.
Paratext. I don't like going first.
Do you not?
That's unfortunate because you're first right.
Paratext. Is that like a text message that's very long and extensive?
That's actually correct. It's a text message.
Oh, that was right.
Yeah, it was correct. When you send or receive a text that is so long, you have to scroll down.
Paratext.
Like a paragraph, but a text.
Paragraph, a text.
Yeah. See, I was thinking two texts. I would have had it spelled out.
Okay. TNT Dynamite. This is a definition.
Yes.
Submitted by Paul Soth, February 23rd, 2003.
Okay.
It's just a step to the left and then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips.
This is terrible.
Put your knees in tight. But it's a pelvic thrust that really drives you insane.
Let's do the time warp again.
That is correct.
Oh, Rocky.
It was time warp.
Oh, Rocky. I dated a girl who was super into that movie. I've seen it a million times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Chach, this was submitted by the Burninator. December 19th, 2003.
Fucking a legend on Urban Dictionary, the Burninator.
The definition is someone who can't figure out what a dumb fuck is.
Someone who can't figure out what a dumb fuck is. I don't know. A dumbass?
Dumbass? No, that's not correct.
Yeah.
Now look.
I didn't think so.
If there's anything I know, it's millennial thinking. Is the answer dumb fuck?
The answer is dumb fuck.
Oh my god.
For the steal with two
points. As soon as I heard it, I was like, the answer's gotta be dumb fuck.
Yeah. Someone who can't figure out what a dumb fuck is. The answer? A dumb fuck.
Damn, I was close.
You were close. You said dumbass. But...
You were close.
All right. TNT. This was sent in by A-Town Down on June 17th, 2004.
Peace up, A-Town Down.
A-Town Down.
Okay.
What is a wanger?
A wanger? Dude, that's just a term for the male phallus.
That's correct.
Is that really it?
Yeah, that's really it.
Shut the fuck up.
That's really it. That's really it.
Wow.
And because of that steal and that answer, Chach cannot win the game.
Oh, no, Chachi, I'm sorry.
It's 6-4, and he has one more word left, so we'll do one more.
You had me down in the first round,
yeah,
I swear.
Yeah, he did. That fucking dumb fuck, that really came through clutch in the end, dude. All right.
Yeah, that was a dumb fuck.
Jesus. All right, Chachmeyer, your last word, just for fun. From PDX Johnny 99, submitted April 12th, 2013. What is room zooms? ROOM space ZOOMS. Room zooms.
Room zooms.
Yes.
I think I know what this is.
Was that like wait, what year?
2013.
Ooh. Future, Chachi. Prime millennial territory.
5 years ago.
Prime.
5 years
ago. Well, 3.5. Yeah, 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those, like, hoverboard things?
No, that would be awesome. I want a hoverboard. TNT for the steal.
Oh, wait. Let me give him his buzzer.
Oh, give him his buzzer.
Because he earned this one.
Yeah.
Is it just a nickname for, like, house slippers?
No.
It's not. Okay.
No. I thought you guys would get this.
Wait,
wait.
I know this won't count. I know this won't count, but is it like a Roomba?
No.
No.
It's when you're so fucked up and laying in bed and the room's spinning. Got room zooms.
Yo, that's dumb as fuck.
Oh.
Yo, see,
that's like drug culture.
I'll give Chacho a pity point just to make it a 6-5 game.
There we go.
And TNT Dynamite.
I know, man.
Still
the reigning champion.
Dude, fucking the listeners are gonna start to hate me. You remember that guy? You're gonna on be like Jeopardy the Patriots. That won like 12 shows in
yeah,
a row.
Yeah, Ken Jennings.
You remember his name?
Yeah, because I hated him. You remember everybody you hate, right?
I guess
that's why everybody hates the New England Patriots, because they win all the
I'm
time.
I'm a black Ken Jennings.
Everybody hates the winner. If you win a lot, everybody fucking hates you. It's just how it works, man.
All right.
So, Trotchmeyer, that's 0-3 on RU Urban, man. But you know what? This isn't the UFC. We'll keep bringing you back.
This isn't the UFC.
My contract got renewed.
Yeah, we renewed your contract.
Chachi, you put up a great fight, man. Always good to go against a solid competitor.
It is. And Trotchmeyer, we do want to thank you for stopping by. This will be your seventh appearance on the podcast, man. Seven fucking times. Becoming a regular old Trotchmeyer.
It's a fucking barrel of laughs every time.
A barrel of laughs. It is.
I always love it when I get the Joni Chachi.
The Joni Chachi
combo here.
Joni and Chachi. All right, everybody, and we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. We are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. TNT did it again. Chachmar 0-3.
I mean, at this point, was there any doubt?
Wow. I didn't what you said earlier. Taking everybody's a formidable opponent to you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fine. Chachi's a good guy. He's a good competitor, you know. But I go out there, I give 110%, and I just try to bring home a win for the Gipper. Gipper.
Wow, the Gipper?
Gipper.
So, TNT, what did we learn today on the show?
What
did we learn today on the show?
We learned that you're racist against our multicephalic humans.
How am I racist against a girl with two heads?
You called her a two-headed monster.
That was a joke. It's just because you said I was being a bigot. I wasn't.
What do you mean I'm racist, Jew?
I was just watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia the other day, and they had this whole episode where, like, they're like, you can't call them that. He's like, but they're Jewish. He's like, but you can't call them a Jew. He's like, what? Like, it was like, it's bad when you cut it in short.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, that is all the time we have for today's episode, TNT.
Okay.
Do you want to say anything to anybody? Tell them where they can find your stuff
on the
internet. Yeah,
dude, I'm on the Twitter. TNT Dynamite, Two-Headed Man. Yeah.
.org.
Yeah. Whichever way you like it, baby. Yeah, you can find me there. I'm on the YouTube. There's something up there, I'm sure. You already fucking know where to go.
Yeah. Well, our cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com. Go there. Anything you need to know about this podcast, anything. You wondering about TNT? Anything. Not really.
What are they wondering about?
I don't know what they're wondering about you. They're wondering if you got a two-headed monster or not. It's up there. Go check. Go look at thecrazytown.com.
Might be.
Our Twitters, I know you're all following them by now. At thecrazytownpod, at crazytownmedia. If you're not following them by the time I'm done speaking this goddamn sentence, Uncle Johnny is not going to smoke the pig for your fiesta. Next weekend.
Uncle Johnny, please. You make the best stuff. Smoke pig.
Uncle Johnny, you make the best smoke pigs.
The best.
I meant to say luau. I kind of fucked up. No, I was thinking about roasting a pig. I said smoking a pig.
Smoking stuff.
It's like smoking a hog. But anyways.
You're 12.
Please review us on iTunes. Give us your honest opinion. Tell us what you hate about the show. Check us out there. Check us out on SoundCloud, YouTube. We're freaking everywhere. For Jonas and for TNT Dynamite, we are out.
over.